This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Rick Schallhorn, the Vice President of Neurology at Insight Tech, a global team united by a common vision to transform healthcare by making MR-guided, focused ultrasound a standard of care. Mr. Schallhorn, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks. Happy to be here.
You're more than welcome and great to have you out. So for starters, tell us, what is essential tremor to kick things off today?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people don't know about essential tremor. It's actually a very, very common movement disorder. It's actually the most common movement disorder in the world. It's characterized, frankly, by difficulty with tremor in your extremities, like your hands generally, or potentially in your feet and legs. It becomes an issue as you're trying to do various tasks. So when you actually move your hand out to reach to grab something, or you want to start to use a pen, tasks like that, you have a very terrible tremor with the hand that really makes it difficult to do these kind of things.
And Mr. Schallhorn, taking that a little further, how does essential tremor present itself?
Well, you know, it begins usually with most people. Some usually it begins a little bit later in life, maybe in your 50s or older. But there are some people who get it quite young as well. And it usually begins kind of, you know, obviously subtly. You have a little bit of tremor in your hand, and it really doesn't affect much of what you're doing day to day. But in time, it generally will get worse. Some people will, by the time it gets to the point where it's really affecting their daily living and their daily activities, generally they'll seek out a physician at some point then to see if they can get a diagnosis or figure out what they can do to help treat it.
Also, how does MR-guided focused ultrasound work to treat essential tremor?
Well, probably what I do is probably for your listeners, start out with usually what would happen first when a patient will go to say that they have this terrible tremor, and it's, like I said, it's affecting their ability to write or drink, and they will generally see a neurologist or another medical professional. And if it is diagnosed that this is essential tremor, typically what they will do is they will try first a couple of different drugs to try to, if you will, calm the nervous system down a little bit, try to lessen the tremor. And for about maybe 50% of people, the drugs may have some positive effect and they may help them out. But actually for at least about 50% of the people, the drugs either don't do a good job controlling the tremor, or the side effects of the drugs are such that people don't want to keep taking them. So at that point, then the patient may progress to the next stage, which is, you know, is there something else that can be done interventionally? And that's where focused ultrasound comes in. Today, it's been known for many decades. Physicians don't know 100% what the exact cause of essential tremor is, but they do know the circuitry in the brain that that is involved in patients who have essential tremor. And they've known for many decades that there's a certain type of surgery one can do to affect that circuitry. And so there are surgical options where patients can have a brain surgery where the physicians will go in and they'll destroy a small part of that circuit and kind of put the system back in balance, and the patients will see their tremor very markedly decreased. However, that of course involves you know, open brain surgery. And there's some risks associated with that, and there's some recovery time associated with that. But what focused ultrasound is a way of doing that same type of surgery, but in an incisionless way. So we can actually go in, target a very small part of the brain. It's actually about smaller than the size of a pea. We can do that very accurately under MR guidance, and we can go in and treat that location in the brain without surgery. So that's fundamentally what we do.
Today we are joined by Mr. Rick Schallhorn, the Vice President of Neurology at Insight Tech, a global team united by a common vision to transform healthcare by making MR-guided focused ultrasound a standard of care here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and neurology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Schallhorn, what are some benefits to having MR-guided focused ultrasound for ET patients?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, for those patients which are quite a number, a significant number of patients who the drugs do not help them, you know, the benefit of the focused ultrasound is that they will see a very marked improvement in their tremor from this treatment, and from this procedure. The procedure is done on an outpatient basis. Again, there's no incisions, there's no surgery involved. The ultrasound basically is focused through the skull non-invasively, and so the patients can essentially go into the treatment in the morning. They can be home that evening, and they see a pretty immediate reduction of their tremor, and it doesn't require generally long-term follow-up with their physicians.
And I was about to ask you, in general, how soon after treatments will patients see results?
Well, patients will actually, patients are awake during this procedure. And the procedure, as I said, happens in an MRI machine. I think a lot of people understand, have had an MRI or something similar to that. They understand. So they spend basically about 2 hours in the procedure. And they will actually see the improvement in the tremor during the procedure. In fact, the physician uses that as a guide to make sure that they're completing the treatment accurately. So patients will see the reduction in tremor immediately after the treatment.
And that's certainly outstanding. Now, when did NeuroVive receive its FDA approval?
Yeah, NeuroVive is actually another name for the focused ultrasound treatment. It was approved by the FDA after a large clinical study in July of 2016. So it's been available just over a year now, and a number of patients have already been receiving the treatment after FDA approval.
Well, Mr. Schallhorn, it really has been great to have had you with us, and thanks so much for introducing NeuroVive to the audience through Insight Tech. Where can people go for more information on essential tremor and treatment?
Yeah, people can learn about this treatment and understand if it's potentially of interest to them, and also find out where it's offered around the country. They can go to the website, essential-tremor.com, or they can go to our company's website. That's Insight Tech, InsightTech, InsightTech.com, or our Facebook page as well. So they can find several resources there.
Again, Mr. Schallhorn, it has been more than our pleasure to have had you, and continued success through Insight Tech. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
All right, you're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Rick Schallhorn, the Vice President of Neurology at Insight Tech, a global team united by a common vision to transform healthcare by making MR-guided focused ultrasound a standard of care. And for all the details and to learn more, visit usa.essential-tremor.com. And for Insight Tech, visit insighttech.com. eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.